The Nile River is easily one of the most iconic rivers in the entire world. Rich with history and culture, this amazing river helps keep the region where it's found thriving in more ways than one. However, while many people know the basics, how deep is the Nile River? We will answer that question and more below. Ready to learn just how deep the Nile River is? Let's dive right in. Where is the Nile River? The Nile River stretches across the northeastern region of Africa. Here, it flows through 11 different countries: Egypt, Burundi, Tanzania, Rwanda, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Kenya, Uganda, Sudan, Ethiopia, and South Sudan. One of the most interesting facts about the Nile River is the fact that it flows from south to north instead of the opposite. This is because of how the land is elevated. Between mountains and the equator, the south part of the region is actually at a higher elevation than the mouth, which is the Mediterranean Sea. This means that gravity causes the water to flow north, or rather, downhill. Not sure just how much higher the south part of the river is than the north? Lake Victoria is considered the source of the Nile River, and it is 3,720 feet above sea level. The Nile River is also known as Bahr-el-N, El or Nahr-el-N? El, many refer to it as the father of all the rivers in Africa. Such a name isn't surprising when you see how many countries the Nile River flows through. How deep is the Nile River? Just like any river, the Nile River isn't just one uniform depth. Instead, just how deep it is depends on the area. For instance, Lake Victoria, the source of the Nile River, can reach maximum depths of up to 273 feet. However, most of the Nile itself is much more shallow than this. On average, the Nile River is anywhere from 26 to 36 feet deep. While this may not seem impressive at a glance, it is when you consider the depth of most American rivers. The PD River, for instance, only reaches depths up to around 10 feet. The Mississippi River, on average, only reaches depths up to around 12 feet, although there is one point near New Orleans that is 200 feet deep. Although the Nile River is easily one of the deepest rivers in the world, it's not the deepest. Instead, first place goes to the Congo River Basin, which is 720 feet deep in some parts. That's so deep that not even light can be seen there. How long is the Nile River? The Nile River stretches from Lake Victoria, which borders Tanzania, Uganda, and Kenya, all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. The total length of the Nile River is 4,132 miles, although it is divided into many different sections, such as the Blue and White Nile. Has the Nile River changed? Just like everything else in nature, the Nile we know today isn't the same as the Nile the ancient civilizations knew. Over time, its course has changed slightly, although the Earth's movement helps keep it from going west. The Nile has also gotten smaller, and the land no longer floods annually. The Nile River today. While many things about the Nile River have changed, one thing remains the same: the Nile is a source of life in Egypt. An estimated 95% of those living in Egypt rely on the Nile River, which is why protecting it is important. As of 2017, scientists have begun to learn more about the threats that endanger the Nile River, and thus most of the Egyptian population. One of the most notable threats is the rising sea level. As the current sea level continues to rise, it causes an increase in salt content downstream. Because many of the people in this area rely on the Nile River for drinking water as well as crop irrigation, high levels of salt are a significant worry.